L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase on this Monday afternoon. Hope everybody's had a great day to this point. You just heard from Titans head coach Mike Vrabel talking about their overtime victory over the Texans to move to 5-0 on the season. Our next guest knows all about being 5-0 on a season. It was the last Titans team to do that, the 08 team. After beating Baltimore 13-10, they pushed their record to 5-0 heading into the bye week. And Jeff Fisher is on the line with us, longtime former Oilers/Titans head coach. He knows this feeling well. Jeff, thanks for joining us. What is the mindset when you get off to a start like this?
Just go win the next one. I mean, it's really, that's it. That's what everybody's saying. But, you know, what's really cool about this, guys, first off, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for
doing
this.
What's really cool about this run is just the big picture of where they are and how they're built. And you take all those other factors into consideration, and this is a really good football team right now. And for them to overcome whatever happened yesterday, you know what's going on in the meetings today. They go, the defense is getting their rear ends ripped because they gave up so many points. And there's nothing better than constructively criticizing your team after a win. But what this thing is beginning to look like is something, I don't want to say special, but they've got depth, they've got skill at the quarterback position, they have a once-in-a-lifetime running back, and you have a defense that is really tough and really smart. And yeah, they're going to have some issues because it's the NFL. People are going to make plays. But, you know, I'm just really, really not only excited for what's ahead the next week, but where they are. And I assume you guys reached out to me because, you know, hey, yeah, we've been there before. And you know what? Some things just never change. You know, I'm on the outside right now, obviously, but the same things are going on. Nobody's paying. Oh, it's like, oh, by the way, and down in Nashville, guess what happened? Is they go to commercial break. It's like, it's
yeah,
the
exactly. It's unbelievable. It's like clockwork.
It's like an afterthought. You know, you need to. And so I know Mike and the staff, they're just loving that part of it because it's like, okay, everybody else getting attention, and here we are secretly just beating the dog out of people week after week.
Well, you know something about that because the 08 team did. And spoiler alert, if you weren't paying attention, you guys would go on to win your next five games after the bye week and start off 10-0. So yeah. You say the message stays the same, Jeff, but they're still human beings, and you don't want all that. Hey, we're off to every, and then when everybody does start talking about you and praising you, how difficult of a challenge is it though to truly keep them in the moment week by week and just keep doing the same things like nothing's changed?
Well, I mean, it's a lot. That's a lot easier than, you know, starting off 1-4 and then winning 10 straight. Because once you get on a winning streak, people say, well, what did you do different? And if you say, well, I did A, B, C, then the question is, why didn't you do that to begin with?
Right.
So this is like, just keep going. Just keep doing what you're doing. I remember in 08, man, I after the 10th one, I was trying to loosen things up. You guys remember I parachuted onto the practice field.
You did.
And just to lighten things up. And they thought, the players thought I was crazy. It was a great thing. And guess what? 3 days later, we lose to the Jets. So, you know, so we won 10 and lost the next one. But this is really, they'll handle all that stuff. I mean, there's, you know, the potential for distractions and everything that's changed over with respect to this season because of COVID and all the stuff. They've been through that. They're weathering that storm. They're managing it. And you can't do that unless you have a real smart football team in addition to a real tough football team. And that's what – those are the kind of guys Mike wants. That's what he and John have done and built this team. And, you know, from my perspective, looking at this team, you see a bunch of guys that really like each other. And, you know, you heard that old adage of, oh, they're playing – they love to play for each other. Well, you know – it's not playing for each other. It's playing with each other. And you can see the subtle communications going on, DBs nodding, people anticipating routes, people feeling like we can get our back block to the next level. And, you know, they just have this confidence about them and that you need at this time of the year. Let's face it, leaves are turning, you know, starting to change. The weather's going to change over the next month or so. If you can play defense and run the football, it's really pretty simple formula. You got a chance. That we proved that years ago. They proved it last year in the great playoff run. So, you know, let's just take these things one at a time. Don't overanalyze things, you know, and just let those guys handle the stuff during the week and then enjoy watching them play on whenever they play, Tuesdays, Fridays, whenever they're going to play.
You bring up the word confidence. And I believe coming out of the bye week is when you went to Kansas City and you guys beat up on the Chiefs. And I think that was the bongo drums with Chris Johnson and Lindell White. So obviously they were feeling it, right? When did you know, like, this team is just oozing with confidence, we've got something special brewing? When did you know it throughout the course of that season?
Well, you know, I think it was about that time because I think the next week we played Cleveland, and coincidentally we played Romeo Crennel after the Kansas City game. And at Kansas City, both backs had 100 yards rushing.
Yes.
Lindell and CJ, and that was a bongo thing, right?
Yep.
So the next week we come back, I think it was Cleveland, this game, and I'm pretty sure it was a consecutive week, but so – I've got both backs over 100 yards again, and Romeo calls timeout with like 30 seconds left in the game. The game's over, and then he calls another timeout and back-to-back timeouts, and they send their goal line in, and we got mad. We tried to jam it in, and Lindell gets tackled for a yard or two loss, and we ended up with CJ over 100, and I think Lindell had 98 or 99, or it would have been the – first time in NFL history where you had both backs with 100-yard games in back-to-back weeks since Rocky Blyer and Franco Harris. And so we were all just literally mad at that, even though we won. So the point is that you're winning, you feel good about winning, you're looking at those little things, you know, and those are things that you can dwell on that takes your mind and your focus off the big picture. I remember after the bongo game, we had some bongos delivered to the main auditorium on Monday because CJ, for the listeners, CJ scored a touchdown, jumped up in the stands and played the bongos, and he got flagged. And so, you know, it's a 15-yard penalty on the kickoff, et cetera. And, you know, it's like, CJ, come on. And CJ was the first to say, Coach, I'm not going to hurt the team because we were so far ahead. I go, yeah, but do two things. You did get a penalty, and you can't play the bongos. He go, yeah, I can. And then the next day, I think it was, I'm trying to remember who sent it. I'll think of who sent it. But someone sent bongos to the facility. I made CJ play in front of the team. So, you know, it's just those things, you know, again.
And how did he do, by the way? How did he do?
He couldn't play. I think his players, his teammates knew he couldn't play. But it was a fun stretch. You know, you just have to really the only way to take these things on are just week to week and the challenges. And so, I mean, is it Pittsburgh this coming week?
Yep, it is.
Pretty busy. Yeah. So, I mean, that team's playing really good. You saw what they did yesterday to a pretty good Cleveland team. So that's where the focus is right now. Believe me, they're all on to the next week. And that's how Mike's wired. You know, I mean, Mike played so long in the league, you know, Monday, you know, he'd get in the cold tub and take care of his body, and Tuesday he was thinking about the next opponent. That's what his team's doing, and, you know, that's why they're so successful right now.
We're talking to Jeff Fisher, former Titans head coach, and, Coach, I want to ask you about the two-point conversion because everybody has the two-point chart. There are some that are no-brainers, and then there's probably a few that you could probably weigh either way. I don't know that we had ever seen one yesterday where a guy like Romeo Crennel decides to go for two, to go up nine, rather than the kick to go up eight. But that's one that the argument has been presented. He was aggressive. He didn't like his defense. Take me into that decision-making where you've got to make the call, and it could go either way. And you've got to weigh your feel for the game as well as the math of it.
Well, you know, you got two issues. You got the objectivity, okay? You've got your charts, you've got this and that, all those things, and, you know, all the analytics and business that's come of age. And then you have the subjective decisions that, okay, so-and-so hurt. Are we going to get the ball back? Do we need to do this? So, you know, you really can't. I mean, you've got to give the coach the benefit of the doubt. But I think if it's helpful to put yourself in his shoes. He's taken over on an interim basis, again, a team that hadn't won a game. They won a game last week, and now they're feeling good. So, hey, let's do whatever we can to win another game, okay? Now, I personally would not have done that, and I had this discussion earlier this morning with Julie from the standpoint of what happened in Washington. The same thing. You know, Ron Rivera yesterday elects to go for two to win, instead of overtime and to tie and win in overtime. And Ron, out of all respect for Ron, Ron was a teammate of mine in Chicago. Ron said, this is a young team. I'm teaching them. I'm going to teach them how to win. You know, but there is also that aspect of you also have to teach them. You have to teach them how not to lose. And so, you know, my thing in it is just this from Ron's standpoint is, okay, hey, look, you might as well kick going to overtime and win it, and then you could say, hey, guys, I could have stayed out of overtime. Had I gone for two, we would have won right there. But, you know, there's different options here. Here's what we could have done. But I think, you know, there's emotions involved. There's a riverboat gambler kind of approach to it. But, you know, I just think going up by eight is two scores, you know? And I think you go up by eight and rather than go up by seven. I would disagree on both of those, but I'm not in their shoes. I don't have the information, nor do you guys that they have. But, you know, hey, we'll look back on it now and go, we're glad, you know, I know that, you know, the Giants and the Titans are glad about the decisions right now.
If you take the quarterbacks out of it, is there any player in the game right now changing the game more than Derrick Henry is?
No, I can't. Nobody comes to mind. Maybe Aaron in L.A., maybe Aaron Donald. Those are probably the two most dominating players, he and Derrick, in football right now. That's a hard deal. You know, when you look at what Derek's doing, will go down in history as being one of the all-time backs ever because of the downtown home run speed, but also the vision and the strength and the power that he has. He's got great, great vision, and it's just a hard deal. I mean, I remember, you remember the playoffs, you know, last year and the cold games, and I remember Coach Mack on the air saying, tackling this dude's like hitting your forehead on a frozen truck bumper. And and these DBs have to tackle this dude. And what happens when you're trying to tackle a speed back, it's all about angles. And you have to take cutoff angles and angles to the ball carrier stuff. And when you take that angle, you're giving up leverage and strength at the impact point, and so you're not getting them on the ground because you're concerned about both, and it's just not a pretty sight, you know. And now you got no fans in the stands, and you know this DB's got to make this front up tackle with them. It's, you know, there's something to be said for missing them on purpose. You know, you live and play another down. It hurts. And so what I'm doing is I'm describing to you a back that just doesn't come around in a long, long time. And they know it. And when you add that component to your offense, in addition to what the quarterback's doing and how the offensive line's playing. And yeah, there's people plugging in and out, but you got depth there. It's just like, plug the next guy in and go, as long as he, one, is smart and two, tough. And we'll let it happen. And that's what Mike has done.
Jeff Fisher is with us, longtime Titans Oilers head coach and with the Rams as well. So yesterday on our pregame show, Floyd and Chris Sanders were talking about Ryan Tannehill and his leadership in comparison to Steve McNair. Two totally different players, totally different quarterbacks, in a different era of football, I know. But when you see Ryan from afar, are there some things that he's done that kind of remind you of when you knew Steve had taken over and Steve was the guy on the field and in the locker room?
Yeah. Now, again, I'm not there. You can't look in his eyes, and I'm not there. But there are similarities, my perspective, to answer your question, from afar, in that, you know, when the game's kicked off, all that matters is the win. That's all that's important. His body doesn't matter to him. Nothing matters. Teammates matter to him, and find a way to win it. And but you have to do it within reason. You know, you have to do it within the system and play within the system. But, you know, I'll give you – I mean, I don't know if you guys watched the late game last night with the 49ers and the Rams, but, you know, Garoppolo has been obviously – he's been banged up. And at the end of the game, he runs for a first down. Okay. And, you know, here's a guy coming off an ACL and a guy at a high ankle, and he's tapped out the week before. Last night, it was so important to him to get that first down. He disregarded everything. That's the way I think Ryan and Steve are wired together, is that in that moment that you need a difference making play or effort, you're going to get it out of them. And that's the thing that's impressive about him. And that type of thing goes back to what I said earlier. He's not playing for his teammates. He's playing with his teammates because he expects the same thing out of them that he's giving to them. But it's not an outward expectation that's discussed. It's just that it's that competitive ingredient that he has in team sports that he gets. And, you know, I don't know if I answered the question, but yeah, there's similarities, man. They can throw the ball over the yard. They'll run for it. They're enthusiastic. The one thing, I guess, from my perspective, is that you're seeing now with the Titans is that they're, you know, early on, things take time. A year ago against the Colts early in the season, where I was there when they, you know, retired Steven Eddie's jerseys, you saw some subtle things happened at the end that just didn't feel right. You know, that inside of 2 minutes or outside 2 minutes, setting things up and going, and the team and the staff knowing each other and the situational football, that stuff now is winning for them. They have confidence in it. They have had time together, and they have a quarterback that understands it.
Last thing, Jeff, and I don't think this has really changed, even though they're not in the same division anymore. Pittsburgh week is still Pittsburgh week in these parts.
Yeah, baby.
Now we're talking about 2-5-0 teams. So they're going to get this game is going to get all the love you can imagine, locally and nationally. Yeah.
Somebody needs to go find that hit that Joe Bowden put on Jerome Bettis in one of the games up there at Pittsburgh. It was like a wake up call. Yeah, you know, this is one of those. It's gonna be that week. You know, it's one of those weeks where we always used to say this: you need to kiss the kids goodbye, tell the wife or girlfriend you're gonna talk to her in a week, and you know, I may be in a bad mood every night I come home, but this is Pittsburgh week, and there's something about that, and this is taking on, it's taking the shape and. And, you know, it's all pointing to that. So, you know, this will be the one that I'll be dialed into this week for sure.
Well, just quickly, just what you've seen out of them. You brought up the Browns game. I don't know how much you've seen them through their five games, but what's your quick assessment of what you've seen to this point of this 5-0 Steelers team?
Well, you know, inside out, they're good up front. You know, tight ends are a big part of the offense. the quarterback is back. I mean, he's making all the throws. I saw a double move last night in the highlights. Was like, oh man, he's looking one way, pumps and puts the ball down the seam and, you know, or down the corner of the end zone. So, you know, Ben's doing his stuff, and the Pittsburgh defense is always going to be, it's always going to have their new version of a Troy Polamalu, and they're going to have rushers, and they're hard to, you know, they're, one of the things that happens up there is because of that division that the defenses don't get a lot of credit because it's more all the focus is on offense. But, I mean, Pittsburgh is always leading the league in sacks and tackles for losses and big plays behind the line of scrimmage and creating, you know, down and distance nightmares for offense. And so, you know, this thing's going to start up front, and that's where, you know, I mean, hey, the advantage is, when it's all said and done, advantage is going to go to who's got the ball longest. And, you know, and probably who's got the better place kicker.
Well, we'll see how that plays out. Any new commercials or anything we need to know about on the horizon for you?
No, I don't. Nothing yet. I mean, that was kind of a funny deal. A lot of people that called me knew a lot more about fantasy football than I did. As a matter of fact, I didn't know until I got on the airplane what I was doing the commercial for. I just wanted to make sure I was safe, COVID safe when I left. It was fun. But no, just, you know what, we're here in Nashville, just enjoying the family, enjoying the fall, and watching college football, and, you know, and CPA football against Lipscomb this week.
There you go.
I'm calling out Trent Dilfer.
All right.
I'm calling him out right now. He's got the CPA Lions this Friday. I'll be there.
It's going to be a good game.
I like it. That is going to be a really good game. Hey, thanks for the visit. Yeah. As always, continue to be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
You guys are the best.
Jeff Fisher, longtime Oilers and Titans coach. He knows what this spot is like. That 08 team was 5-0. Exactly what the Titans are looking at right now. They're 5-0. Their opponent next is 5-0. We'll continue this discussion on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. But first, let me tell you about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. And you've heard me talking about them for years because I've been going there for years, because they've been helping me for years. And I know a lot of you have been going there for a while because they've been around in this area since 2007, helping a lot of you get healthier and happier. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is the board-certified physician over there. His wife, Daphne, is the registered nurse. And their very experienced staff want to help you improve your quality of life, and I hope you want that like I do, and who doesn't as we all get older, right? And things start happening, and if you want to talk to them about hormone replacement therapy, they can help you. Maybe you've been feeling off lately, sluggish, mood swings, whatever it may be, and you're like, this is not me. What's going on? Well, go over there, talk to them about that. They can check your levels. They can just get down to what's happening with you and get you headed in the right direction. Face and body rejuvenation, weight loss management is something that we've all been out of sorts in the last 7 months, and maybe we've gotten out of our routine, haven't gotten back into the routine, have put on some unwanted pounds that you just don't need in these times. Well, they've got programs and people that can get you going yet again in the right direction. They house so many things under one roof. If you need to schedule an appointment or a consultation, you can call this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can always go to their website, coolspringsmd.com.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.